Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Vossi and the Missile this morning. Thank you to Bryden's Lawyers is why we're here in the mornings. And to Lee Hadjipantelis and the team, ready for another day. You can call them for the best legal advice. 1-800-848-848. Get us on the text line 0457-736-736 or call the open line 1-300-01-1170. No news in the news bulletin. I don't mind that, really. Because we've given the big story, the one out of Indonesia. And, of course, the RBA rates yesterday now up to 3.1%. We've had 2.75% in rises over the last 6 months, but who's counting? James, let's get into the texts with Michelle Bishop's sports update not too far away.
The Adelaide Rooster kicks us off. He says, morning, VM. Gee, it's the total opposite in Australia. No one's having sex when they're married. There you go.
Not getting put in jail for it, though, are you?
Well, maybe we have to introduce a sentence for that. Roosterman, imagine the market in Indonesia for fake marriage certificates. Huge business opportunity, just like the old fake DVDs. Fair point.
Eliminator. I understand where you're coming from there. Yeah, sure. That's interesting. Yeah, that's right. I don't even want to go there. I don't think we need to explore the story, break it down. Hi, Vossi and Missile, James Simple, two TVs from David of Altoon Gabby.
David.
It is time for a second TV, but it's the room. It's the It's more the lounge, isn't it? The chair. Yeah. Yes, you can have a second TV, but if it's in the shed, it's not quite as relaxing as having the run of the family room, is it?
No, I'll raise you on, David. We've got three TVs with only two people in the house, and it's not the TV, it's that she wants to sit next to me and watch what I'm watching, which sometimes is Big Bash and it doesn't go down well, David.
Right.
Yeah. Personal space, Fossey, it's hard to come by.
Alex, you got the sad music there? I just think there was probably reason for it there. So, James, just on the personal front, are you feeling under pressure? Are you feeling you're missing out on something? Is there an itch you want to scratch in terms of Big Bash and things you want to watch on TV that you're missing?
I think...
The Outback Wrangler?
I think the Outback Wrangler's in a bit of trouble at the moment, actually. He's been in the news.
Yeah.
No, I think it's probably more the movies that I want to watch. I want to watch action, shoot 'em ups, and I'm watching a lot of rom-coms at the moment, Vossi.
Partner doesn't like UFC?
No, not a big UFC fan. No. Yeah, that doesn't go down well.
Well, for the second time today, I'm saying you might have to make some changes. It's day five of Joel and Fletcher's 9 days of Dogmas. We all love being with our family for Christmas, and like us, dogs want to be with family too. So together with Greyhounds as Pets, we are making it our mission to find a home for these beautiful dogs in time for Christmas. Give it some thought. Today, meet Smokey, who has excellent manners and is cat tolerant. If you love the sound of Smokey, all you need to do is head to gapnewsouthwales.com.au. That's gapnsw.com.au. Smokey could be your little mate.
How do you find out that Smokey is cat tolerant? Because being a greyhound, I reckon they could run down any cat. So do you sort of introduce them to cats? The first couple maybe don't make it, but after a while, Smokey tolerates them?
Oh, Smokey, absolutely. They're telling me. What I'm reading here, and I'm looking at a lovely photo of Smokey, I think Smokey looks like would be a really good mate for you and your other pets. So there's an endorsement there. Michelle Bishop with a sports update coming up. There's more advice for you, James, coming in left, right and centre. Maybe Michelle will buy into it as well. Simple, James, just take her to Bali.
Yep. That'll do it.
Okay. She sounds clingy, James. Red flags, question mark.
I hope she's not listening.
This is savage. If the Indonesian ban is concentrated to Kuta, it would do Australia a huge favour. Pull out of Bali, hashtag. Michelle Bishop, sports update time. I just don't know. Why do you keep putting these texts through, Ben? It's so dangerous. I don't read them before they go to air. I sort of get halfway through the sentence. I think, should I be reading these? Michelle Bishop, good morning. We've got some relationship issues today for James. He's got a real problem with the TV and cuddly time, and UFC's not really cuddly, nor is the Big Bash. Any advice?
Bali. Bali's the way to go. But the fake marriage certificates, I'm a little bit confused over that one. We struggle with a real one. The fun wears off after a short period. Why do you need a fake one?
So no holidays.
My husband's
for
probably
you.
Going to work listening to this, but anyway.
That's all right. He'll understand.
No, Bali. Bali will get you out of trouble every time.
Okay.
Huge fan.
Sam Walker. He's staying in Bondi, Michelle.
He is, and stability is huge for any side. Massive for the Roosters, and I honestly don't think there was anyone else even in the race to secure young Sam Walker. He's so exciting. He's extended at Bondi. The 20-year-old will be at the Tricolours until the end of 2025, so almost a veteran at the club at the tender age of 23, guys. I had to sort of do a double take at that this morning because he's about a month younger than my oldest son, and what he's achieved is just amazing. So Dally M Rookie of the Year in 2021. He made Queensland's Origins squad this year, then selected in the Australian Prime Minister's 11 team. He is the son of former Broncos playmaker Ben, and of course the nephew of Chris and Shane Walker. He benefited hugely from his early days there at the Roosters under Cooper Cronk. He says he loves playing at the Roosters. They've been awesome for him. He's grateful every day to be a part of such a great organisation. And guys, this extension means rival clubs aren't permitted to table Walker any offers, which they could have done previously, given he was off contract in less than 12 months. So there you go. Huge for the Roosters this morning.
Do we know any numbers around salary for young Sam Walker?
You know what? I don't. I was actually just thinking about that a moment ago. I mean, it's something the Roosters are very, very good at. Let's say he didn't sign for a couple of dollars, put it that way. Because they've had some issues in and around having to offload players with the salary cap. So, and I gather that's why this has taken, a little bit of time.
Are they still trying to sort out the Matt Lodge issue at the moment? Because
yep, they sure are. Yeah, that's not complete.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Mm. All right, on to football. Football Australia indicating offers coming for Graham Arnold.
Yeah, James, it's not a physical petition, this, but we're almost seeing the players starting a great push, a campaign to secure, obviously, he's out of contract, Graham Arnold. Again, looking for stability. That was a big one. When the players popped off the plane over the last couple of days, that's what they've talked about. Stability is something the Socceroos have needed for a long, long time. We talked about this yesterday. Most of us are a little bit perplexed as to why the offer hasn't already been tabled from Football Australia, but other nations have seemed fit to do so. But in the last 24 hours, things have progressed. The CEO of Football Australia, James Johnson, has agreed to meet with Arnie with the thought of tabling him a new deal. And the deal won't be something flimsy. It's their intention to offer him a long-term deal, something around 4 years, so lock him down till 2026. Really fitting. When you think about what's gone on with Arnold, Graham Arnold, he had to navigate, like a lot of sporting teams, but the preparation for the Socceroos through COVID, he was under enormous pressure to keep his gig after the World Cup qualification losses to Saudi Arabia and Japan back in March. So there's been a huge turnaround. And as I say, he's got the trust. He's won the trust of that playing group, which is ultra important, not something a lot of coaches are always able to achieve.
All right, so we're on the Graham Arnold bus. I think that's official now. Graham Arnold bus. James, Michelle, myself, lock it in. But if I'm him, I am sitting back. James, that's what we believe.
Yeah, see
look, you
what
know
comes
what?
In.
I heard you guys talking about this earlier, and I agree. You'd be crazy not to look at other offers to make a bigger name for yourself, I guess, overseas. But there is just something different and has been always with Graham Arnold, and that is his passion for grassroots footy or soccer here in Australia. He's never been any different. I can cast my mind back to some early interviews with him when he was an assistant and stuff like that. In the sports world days, like on Channel 7. So way back then, he's always been extremely passionate about growing the game here in Australia. And I think that people know that. People like Football Australia know that.
I can appreciate that, but he'd be seeing Ange Postecoglou and, some headlines and a championship in Scotland and seeing Ange do the lap of honour and they're singing his name, and it's a different experience. So we wish Graham Arnold well. He's done a great job with the Socceroos at the World Cup. Michelle, we'll talk again at 7:45.
Look forward to it, guys.
This is Breakfast with Vossie and the Troubled One, James Magnusson. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.